backed up.
Nah, Gerald.
Better chill, Gerald.
Gerald's gonna eat your ass. Pause. Like, he's gonna get you.
So, as soon as he come to work, he just start fucking niggas up?
Dog,
or can he come to work and wait?
What, the first, like, literally the first page, it was the people on the airplane, and then the co-pilot was coughing. And all of a sudden, he was like, I'm not feeling good.
And he
scratched his face. He kept scratching it, and the skin peeled off.
Oh, ew.
And then he scratched the cross on his face, and then he ate, like, he bit the other pilot. And then the plane crashed. And then
you can't be productive when you're a zombie then.
Yeah, like, and then when they was at a restaurant, a dude came in and he was like, ladies, like, you want some coffee or something? You don't look too good. He jumped over the counter and bit her leg. And then all of a sudden, some more niggas came and then they started eating.
But that's not really, because you said they be driving.
No, they do be driving.
I thought, like, you might, like, see one at Walmart hopping out, like, you be like, what up? And then they chase you or something. They can't do that.
They do that, but it's
that
like...
That makes a little movie. Y'all know, right? Walmart.
And what is this?
You go to Walmart high.
It's Cross. This is some shit
and
I read.
Like, a zombie apocalypse.
One of the homies, dudes on their clothes, but I didn't even read it. I was like, this shit is
a really dope-ass idea for a movie.
Zombies at Walmart.
A zombie apocalypse.
Instead of people at Walmart.
Can zombie with colored people?
Yeah, it's from the black cast. I should holler. So, this is when... I was somewhere and I was talking about this. Like, how you... Like, sometimes, like, I DM celebrities. Like, I don't really DM celebrities, but, like, I sent a DM to Jordan Peele about this movie. It's got something to do with, like, it's like a dope-ass twist on, like, a zombie apocalypse movie.
You see his contest? Yeah, the contest he's doing. He's asking people to...
Oh, it's recent, right? Yeah, it's recent. Answer your DM, bitch. Don't listen
to this
either.
You know, that's probably not the, you know what I'm saying, the energy you want
to
move.
I said don't listen to this either.
Further into these endeavors with...
That was Tay Keith anyway. Tay Keith, fuck you, nigga.
You know it's a girl, right?
So what?
Tay could be a girl.
Yeah.
It's just a voice. For me.
All this Tay Keith shit. Black Man Don't Cheat podcast. DJ Kobe and his thing. What is this, episode
37?
37?
That world peace episode.
World peace? Why world
Meta
peace?
Meta world peace.
Oh, okay.
World 37.
I'm like, what? World peace? But yeah, hit me up at DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Instagram at DJ Kobe. I still ain't got that DJ_Kobe. But 2019, I'm coming for you, nigga. I need that about you. So yeah, DJ Kobe on IG. Make sure you check out that AO Chirp project. It's live now on all streaming services. That's A, two Y's, O, and the word chirp.
You gonna let me shoot the video?
It's called Who is AO Chirp? Shoot which video?
The one I was talking about the other day.
Which one?
With the strippers.
Nah, for what song though, I'm saying?
Oh, for Never Fold.
Never Fold. Somebody else asked me to shoot the Never Fold video today.
Nah, I called her though.
Why everybody wanna shoot the Never Fold video?
And I could probably get a... Can I say that on here? Yeah, we can say that on here.
The fuck you wanna say
that? I might
here.
Get a porn star on there.
Now, when you say, is it a porn star porn or is it star. Just a bitch that was getting fucked up?
Porn star, porn star. Because
it's a difference.
Like a real life one.
Like, her should be having, like, production value and props and lighting.
I just, black porn matters. That's all I'll say.
Black porn does matter.
That's her shit, though.
I would say that, you know, maybe we should look into the
schematics.
I might. G said
run the numbers,
move,
as
though.
They say.
G said we might probably shouldn't do it, but.
No, I got Fortnite character like Jet Li.
Oh, I got the skins on skins, and I ain't buy none of them. Shout out to all you niggas that be buying the V-Bucks.
But, yeah, this is the last episode of 2018. Follow your boy. I mean, well, this is me.
Follow your boy.
LL Cool Torrance everywhere. Follow WTMN Podcast everywhere as well. Shout out to Tay Keith.
Shout out my nigga Tay Keith. The dog's name is Rossi, not Tay Keith.
Nope.
Motherfuckers will be calling the damn dog Tay Keith now.
Yep.
Because on the podcast, we was calling her Tay Keith.
Everybody out there in podcast world, if you see DJ Kobe's puppy, call it Tay Keith. Thank you.
She gonna be responding to that shit.
Yep.
Tay Keith. It's not like Cat, where Cat just be like, we call Cat
anything. Hear me, y'all.
Cat got about 10 names.
You really do.
But kind of respond to the bitches, though. Like, if I pull up and be like, what up, titty boy? You'd be like, meow.
Like, what up, Jackson 5, he gonna meow too.
Yeah.
Shit, that's classic.
Everybody come on and say, what's up, you big ugly cat? He meow too.
Right.
So, but yeah, who wants to intro the guest?
Okay, we got special guest as promised from Sweat FM. He's here to tell you all about all things Sweat FM that we can't answer for you. He's here to answer all those things. My man, Chris is here. Are you going Christian or Chris? Are you? How are you feeling today?
Let's see, Lord, what you feel comfortable with.
I mean, shit, it's your name. I call you T. Keith. You want me to turn your fucking
name? That works.
I mean, Chris works. Chris okay. Works. And my man Dana here. Have you been on?
Nah, I ain't been
you
on.
You haven't been yet. On Black Men before, but I know you've been on WTMN before.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yep.
So tell them y'all socials, you know, so they can know where to reach y'all at.
Cool, you can follow me on, I'm on Twitter, IG, Facebook, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. That's AG Dub. It's AGEEDUDB.
And yeah, me, Danan, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at DunkKid23. And that's DUNKKID23.
Whole lot of gang shit.
Bang, bang.
Couple days out of Christmas. How was everyone's holiday?
Nice and broke.
I wish it was 2 days long.
Why you need 2 days?
Because I was so goddamn tired.
Hey, low key, I was tired. Like, after I made, because I made dinner. Like,
I know why I was tired. First time,
like, I cooked full dinner.
Oh, wow.
How'd that out?
It was legit. I had made some dressing. It was too sweet.
I liked it.
But it wasn't bad, but it was sweet because of the cornbread that I used to make it because I didn't want to make, like, real cornbread, so I used the shit that was in the pack.
Would you use Jiffy?
Like, man, sweet. No, I didn't use the Jiffy.
Oh, okay.
It was this other shit that they had, the dollar stuff.
You should have added cornmeal. Added cornmeal wouldn't have been.
You had that shit called that crusty-ass shit?
That's what it's called.
The cornbread actually legit by itself. That's what it's called. It was just, like, too sweet to make, like, dressing with. Okay. But it wasn't like, it didn't taste bad or
nothing. I might cook some chicken and dressing this weekend since we talking about it.
Made pancake batter.
Nah, low key, I thought about that shit, but I was like, nah, that's too OD. So I just chilled.
Put some grits in it.
Nah, grits is slave food. Like, actual slave food.
But the nigga made cornbread stuff.
The only things that made it out of slavery is racism, black people, and grits.
Nah. What are you talking about?
I
don't really it's going there,
okay, really.
You left out a whole bunch of stuff. A whole bunch of stuff we got today.
Hell no. Nah. But okay, so give us the lowdown on Sweat FM. What's really good with that?
So Sweat FM is a independent digital FM. So basically anybody can go on and like buy FM.
Okay.
So and then we run a 24-hour stream on it. So the stream is like based off like mixes from like basically underground DJ. Like DJs just like we're just DJing at their local spot and I'm like or DJing on like Twitter or something like that. So then I'm like I got on with Soft and Wet and then I'm like do like more now because I like Soft and Wet kind of like it's the main thing that's on there. And so then I was thinking
why Soft and Wet?
That's that 112 album?
That's the name of my radio show. It's called Soft and Wet.
Okay.
It's like Soft and Wet Radio. I send you the thing.
Word.
Yeah, so Soft and Wet is like, well, for, it's like three reasons. Like, one, it's a Prince song.
It sounds sexual.
But it can't be sexual. It's up to you. So, like, that's the whole thing about it is, it's what the person interpretation of Soft and Wet is. Because everybody got, like, a version of Soft and Wet. And so when you kind of put all these together, you get these, like, this conversation between people. And sometimes it's sexual, sometimes it's like sweaty, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's like very chill. It's
beginning very.
It can be. That's the thing, though. It can be.
I think of Soft and Wet.
Yeah,
I think of you chewing.
Prince. And so second reason is from another guy is a Prince friend. His name is Araki, and he does JoJo Bizarre Adventure. And he's like a mangaka. So he's been doing it for like 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
And so his recent story, the main character's ability is called Soft and Wet. So it was like, I was reading, and I was like, damn, I seen this again. Because I was like, Prince had just like died recently, and it was like, I was reading that, and I was like, So as I kept seeing it, and then that's when I decided I was going to like do it.
Have you listened to the Dream new album?
No, it's a three-part thing.
Yeah.
I just seen it.
I fuck with the Dream, because that's like, to me, that's like the closest thing we going to ever probably have again to Prince.
That Nicki's dialogue.
That's my shit.
That Nicki's dialogue.
I don't know if I feel like Dream is like
Dream the closest thing we have.
I mean, just like just from a sound perspective and.
He's like, it's like a lot of Prince inspired ones though, because Prince got a wide range.
Who sounds like it? Like him? Like his sound of Prince is the best sound of Prince. To me.
I don't know. That's arguing.
Listen to Hail Mary.
Do you think it's his sound of Prince though? Fast Car does sound like a Prince song.
Yeah, it is. He's definitely like Prince-esque. But it's like, it's certain people Yamaha, who also
every,
like
all of his, like, all them hard. All them hard. Tell me I'm lying.
I can't argue that. I wanted to.
I don't think his catalog is better than some of the other ones that are like more Prince.
Let's talk about this then.
He has a good catalog. Like, cause I like the early
So who
James
else we
song.
Got? Miguel?
Miguel is one.
Okay, and Miguel, Dream.
None of Miguel's albums can fuck with none of Dream's albums. And Miguel got some nice albums.
I wouldn't say none of them because I don't know about Dream present stuff, but I feel like Miguel does have an argument for one of his, like,
which
his
album?
Kaleidoscope Dream.
Which album?
And that was dope.
Kaleidoscope Dream is definitely an argument for, like, a competition against, like, a Dream album, I would say.
Nah,
it's a great album.
It holds up as a Prince-inspired thing. Like, the thing about Dream is Dream can't make the pop element that really goes with Prince. Like, he makes songs that sounds like Prince, but
No, them bitches just don't make it to the radio.
Also part of, like, a Prince thing, like, as being a pop star.
Prince wasn't all on the radio like that. Prince was way too fucking crazy.
But Prince was popular. But Dream ain't Prince popular. Like, Dream got, like,
hits. Nobody's Prince popular.
But that's the thing about, like, when I feel like you're Prince-inspired, people make personas off of, like, this. Like,
Everything Miguel got don't sound like Prince, though.
No, it's not, I'm not saying that. I never said.
But that's what I'm saying. So
everything Dream has don't sound
Dream
like Prince.
Hits, I mean, but more of his more mainstream shit is like that Prince shit. Miguel shit.
But
ain't
he
so
what,
much.
What he's not like mainstream. I guess we just say he's not mainstream anymore. So like,
I don't know. But
because that's what I'm like, what would be like Dream out of mainstream?
In my
after
opinion,
we moving past Single Ladies, past like Rihanna.
I'm taking Dream.
No, I don't. When I speak of Dream,
I'm talking about nothing he did
for nobody else. Like, if we want to do all that, he's gonna blow.
No, when someone terms when he's not mainstream anymore. That's like a different. Like after he did those songs, he's a different level of artist that didn't put out necessarily.
But I think that Dream started as a writer, so he, you know, what I'm saying, he always was. He's a writer, so when he was doing his stuff, when he was, you know, what I'm saying, making the charts and
Gale don't got
big hits,
a Nicki.
He don't have
or
a Nicki
Part 2.
No, Dream. I mean, those songs are good.
He don't.
I'm just saying, but he has a
dialogue.
But that's only, and see, to me, that's only, it's only limited to one type of, like, Prince type of sound, also. Like, Dream don't necessarily explore more of, like, his rock elements, which he's also, like, talented for. And, like, I feel like Miguel tiptoes more into with the sounds.
Yeah,
like that as well. Even something like the Frank Ocean stuff is really, he chooses to not.
But I think Miguel actually plays guitar though.
Yeah.
So I think that.
You don't think Dream knows how to play
guitar?
You don't think Dream knows?
No, but not. I don't. He don't play
piano.
I think Dream knows how to like at least play though. Like not saying that
he
would
like
he
do like chords and shit. Like Miguel is like a he's a player. Like he gets to it.
All right. So who else we got as far as his Prince?
Jacquees, obviously.
That's in the running of a conversation.
Yep.
I don't think so.
Right. So I just heard. I just
107.5 been playing the fuck out of Jacquees.
I just understood where that E E where everybody be putting the E's. I never
that's
knew what that like. What that
yeah,
was for.
Oh yeah, because that's what he be doing.
I never knew because I never don't. I don't listen to fucking Jacquees.
Nah, that's his shit. Nobody listens.
He was talking. He was like, "Hey, it's your boy Jacquees." Did he sound like a dolphin?
I know him now because he been doing those covers. And people have been talking about those covers.
I seen him do a cover for a Beyonce song, and I was like,
it was bad.
I was like, all right, well, time to throw the computer out.
I think it's fucked up the way that niggas is dropping all his old shit, like his new shit, and they trying to make it seem like he just out here, like, on that shit
doing
now. Like, they use all the shit he used to get on as, like, the shit that he's
getting
out
views,
currently.
Though.
He getting views, but I don't know. I feel like they're using it to tear him down, and I don't think that's fair. I know we come here, we done made jokes about it in the last 3 weeks, but I don't think it's fair.
I don't care. I don't got nothing against him.
He just you try to get his shit off, but like, come on, man. You be wilding a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But niggas on the internet is ruthless. You can't beat the internet.
No,
heavens, no. I told you, did I say him? Oh, yeah, I think I said he was winning the internet. Until he
was.
He was winning 25,000 signatures saying.
But he was winning the internet for like 4 days. And then the internet woke up like, yo, this nigga's for real. Hold up. Mm-hmm. And now the internet is on dog ass and he feeling it. And you could tell by the shit he posted.
You seen that?
Yeah, like, that's just the internet do to you.
That was mean.
He is fucked up. But he's got to put out some music that's his and it's original. The shit they be playing on 107.5. Every time I got in the car for the last 2 days, they've been playing this song.
I had a thought today.
I don't even know what it's called. But it's not a cover, so.
I had a thought today that.
I guess he went in.
Like, I wanted Dream to write for more people. I was like, man, Dream should write for Jacquees. And I thought, like, that probably is a terrible idea. Because he's going to bring both of them down. Mm-hmm. Unless it sounds
it's
good.
All about the vowels, though. The Dream got the A, and then he got the E. Mm-hmm. So, you feel what I'm saying?
I don't know.
They could get R. Kelly on there, and they could get an O.
No, shit.
I cooked jerk chicken for Christmas. It was delicious.
And that shrimp was bracken too.
It was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, he came over here with the sea roaches. You feel what I'm saying? We busting bitches down.
Yeah.
Fuck with it. I never had shrimp like that though. Like that was like whole shrimp.
Yeah, they came like that. It was called grilling shrimp. So I just did that and then put them in that jerk.
But what made them grilling though?
Cause how they came like split.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like an air rate. Smoke get through better.
But did you cook them down like that? Like with the.
I just laid them on their flat. I think that's what I like if you see them on the pack, like they kind of like butterfly. But.
Okay.
I just put.
So them. Is butterfly shrimp like grilling shrimp?
I suppose so.
Or is grilling shrimp just butterfly?
I think that when you go to Red Lobster, they're giving you grilling shrimp just fried. So they give you the $6.99 pack. Or $5.99 pack for mine.
So it's fried grilling shrimp.
Yes. They getting over.
So is they put still coconut getting over it. If it's like grilled fried shrimp?
Huh?
If you fry shrimp and then put on the grill, which makes it grilled.
We don't do
fried.
That.
No, like it's like the shrimp that you fry, but you grill it.
Is it still like popcorn shrimp?
If you grilling popcorn shrimp, you scamming niggas, bro. All the bullshit is done. Like, you're scamming niggas, bro. What would you charge somebody for some grilled popcorn shrimp? That shit would be all stuck to the grill. Like,
yeah, it'd be
fuck
terrible.
Out of here. Shrimp.
Well, unless you could do it right, though.
How do you properly grill popcorn shrimp?
If
you
can't do they come not bread?
That shit on a foil.
Or on the foil. And then put on a grill.
Or get you one of them. I'm about to start.
You
got to
put it on a bed of lemons.
There are like other things to
grill. Or that. But they got them like them. It's like, it almost look like that. But it's smaller. Like
oh,
the little.
I ain't okay.
Yeah, like you can put it on the grill.
We was at Grand Tavern. And we was watching the goddamn infomercials because they be fucking up and lose the remotes up there. So they can't change the channel on Sundays when the football game on. They be infomercials.
They ain't been back up there?
It was like 2 weeks. 2 weeks he was up there.
I'm talking about Bay. You know who I'm the bartender.
Oh, the soup, the real thick one.
The one who was.
Oh no, the one that be giving us a drink.
She still ain't been.
Nah,
back.
She ain't been back up there. I think she might have got fired. We might have got her the fuck out of paint when she was giving us the
my bad, Bay.
Bro, we was asking for taste of Hennessy and shit like that.
Damn.
But she just let us taste it. But goddamn, so we watched it and they had one of these motherfuckers on there. But nigga, you can make these. This nigga. Made this gypsy ass omelet on that bitch real quick, like, and that nigga Fall was official, bro. He did that shit one take. I'm pretty sure he did it one take. I'm sure it
was.
Wasn't
he
no
a, was he a gypsy?
No, he was white. It was a white man.
And I know
the shit was real because he was a white man teaching a white woman, and that's how I knew that this nigga he could probably cook for real because
was it Gordon Ramsay?
No, it wasn't Gordon Ramsay. He's Scottish. He's not white.
Was it
Stay woke.
What's that one man's name? With the hair?
I do be watching Gordon
and the
Ramsay.
Goatee. you like Gordon Ramsay?
Nah, I fuck with Gordon Ramsay.
You don't like
him? Because he be coming in
the I have no really like...
Oh,
we laughing at good.
No moments. Like, he's whatever. I don't really into late food like that.
Gordon Ramsay, that nigga, bro.
Guy Fieri, the best.
Gordon Ramsay will pull up to your restaurant, order everything on your menu, send all that shit back. Like, nigga, this shit is horrible. He gonna come
awful.
He gonna come in your kitchen. He gonna take everything out the freezer. And he gonna be like, what the fuck is this? You trying to kill people? And he gonna talk shit to you in a manner that's gonna break you down as a grown-ass chef, man.
And then you're going to want to kill yourself afterwards. But then he going to pull you to the side. He going to say, 2 seconds, chef. And he going to pull you in the hallway. And in them 2 seconds, he gonna get with you. He gonna be like, what's the problem? What's going on? And that's when you're gonna have to tell him the truth. And you're gonna tell him the truth, and he gonna tell you how to fix it. He gonna fix it.
Mm. Has he ever been swung on?
It been close. He been chest to chest with a couple of chefs. Them niggas ain't playing. He's
doing that shit for TV. They ain't about to swing on nobody.
Nah, them niggas ain't. I feel like that nigga here put them. Man. I feel like Gordon Ramsay might have had
hands. It's all about for money. That's all it. We watching it on TV.
Nah, but the shit he be saying to people, it's like.
It's supposed to resonate. It's supposed to feel. You don't think you can sell that?
No, I think I'm not disagreeing with that. But what I'm saying is the shit he be saying to people, like, you can't just say that shit. It'll turn into some Love and Hip Hop shit if you just talk to people this way.
And thinking that
Love and Hip Hop TV. I mean,
they get checks to fight too. On Love and Hip Hop though. So,
bro, you don't think they'll pay you to punch this nigga Gordon Ramsay in his shit?
Nah, if he trying to have a couple seasons.
Ah, Gordon, see, bro, you not coming back. That's the thing. You only get one episode anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Gordon Ramsay ain't going to get his ass whooped and keep coming back to get his ass whooped.
I didn't say get his ass whooped. I said.
Who tried to get punched in the face just one time?
I mean, what's the check line?
He's going to get punched in the head every other episode.
Just I don't think check
money. I mean, not every other episode, but I mean, if the money is decent, you know what I'm saying?
What's going to make him up? What's going to make him more decent? You get punched in the head?
No,
why people gonna pay to watch me get punched in the head?
Cause, like, bro, you can't just see me get punched in the head. Like, that shit don't be happening. Like, you gotta pay good money for that.
Nah, you can turn the other channel and watch somebody punch somebody in the head.
Nah, but see, that's the thing, though. You can see anybody get punched in the head. Yeah. You can see anybody get punched in the head, but nigga, you watching to see Gordon Ramsay get punched in the head. Because he talk the most shit.
Yeah, he's
and the shit that he talk, it be get punched in the head shit.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you think it's enough money that Gordon Ramsay gonna be like, yeah, punch me in the head.
No, that's what I'm saying, though.
Oh, man.
He not gonna be with that shit. And he gonna fuck somebody up. And that's where the money is gonna come in. Because they not gonna be able to sue him.
I just can't imagine Gordon Ramsay being like, yeah, sign me up for another episode.
Like, no. Nah, it's not a kid.
Like, once I'm like
getting
hit
though.
Real good, I'm gonna be like, what's security
a
like?
Punch thing. It's like he get somebody just get on his ass one time.
Wow.
Cause niggas watch the show now. It ain't fucking views, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's always for views. That's how they get paid. It's all about the money. They ain't never not thinking about it.
He got like 10 restaurants, he don't need this shit.
But you don't think he gonna say, hey, let me make less money? If I could make more money, why would I make less money?
But he gonna make more money if he get punched in the head, cause it's the viral age. So that shit is gonna be like wham bam. Then he gonna have the YouTube viewership involved. So he gonna be getting paid off of them
but
ads.
But he gonna be a grown ass man that's known for getting punched in the head.
No, he Gordon Ramsay. He gonna
be Gordon Ramsay who get punched in the head.
Whoever punched him in the head.
That to his legacy,
no, cause whoever punched him in the head is the only one that's gaining clout because I'm Gordon Ramsay already. Otherwise, you would just be somebody on TV punching somebody on TV.
I still don't see the benefit for Gordon Ramsay, though.
Bro, his viewers gonna double.
Gordon Ramsay jerk chicken ain't better than mine.
Yeah.
I
mean,
he's Scottish.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's Scottish.
I don't know if they jerk chickens over there.
They do. It's a lot of Jamaicans over there.
Really?
In Scotland?
In Scotland. Slave
yeah.
trade.
Yeah, it's a lot. Because, like, real talk. Whoa,
I heard that.
So, are they Scottish or are they Jamaican?
No, they Jamaican, but they got something called Red Shanks. Red Shanks came from Ireland and Scotland, and they was white slaves that was slaves with the blacks.
That's why everybody always say they were white slaves.
How they get their dialect. That accent is a play off of Scottish and Irish accents, like the Jamaican accent.
Where I always thought it was like,
well, it came from a pigeon, like a patois. But like you mix that accent with African, you
I
get
thought
a Jamaican.
It was like more French.
That's Louisiana or like Haiti.
I mean, but that's like because like a lot of them, you know, if you see a Jamaican guy, he probably got like a French name or something like that, or maybe that
that's a Haitian.
More Haitian.
Yeah, that's a Haitian.
Maybe I'm wrong.
They was colonized like, recently by the British. I think that was their last one.
Yeah, the Jamaican.
So their stuff is like based
on
British English.
That's why you get niggas named Wellington.
Wellington.
Fucking like
big black African motherfucker
like,
named Wellington.
Heraldus.
Wellington. Alright, dog, your new name Wellington.
Don't name it, dog.
We definitely not finna call this motherfucker Wellington.
That was a nigga running on
it,
right?
I'll take it back. It can just take Takey.
Takey.
So what else we got, Cole?
Getting lit the fuck up right now.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh, you stretched me out. No, I ain't dead, but he tried to come kill me though. Where my team at? Where my team?
They fucking them up. Damn.
Niggas ain't no real team.
Nigga, you ran away from them.
Fuck them niggas.
No, but what was it? Okay, so tell me about this Bird Box movie, because it sounds like some porno shit to me, and I don't know what's going on.
Anybody else watched it?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it.
Okay, good. That was ain't gonna be no fun if it's just me.
Yeah, I watched it.
So I don't even know how to start. Like, basically, you see people start wilding out. They talking about in Europe somewhere, like people wilding out. You're doing all types of wild shit, like committing mass suicides and shit like that. And then be on the news, like you just keep seeing like little scenes where they somewhere where the news be at, whatever. And the shit ended up getting over here. It's a small group. They get into this house, and then they start talking about what the fuck is going on. And then Lil Rel is in there, and he somehow know what's
going
on.
That's the only thing that makes me want to watch this movie, to be honest.
Lil Rel,
niggas, because Lil Rel, I just want to find his position.
The memes make this movie so much better, but yeah. Like Lil Rel, he like, yeah, it's these things from ancient mythology. It's like these...
ancient spirits.
Yeah, they bring on the end of the world. And if you see them, then you see your worst fear and you kill yourself.
Like, if a woman see her baby, she'll think her baby is a lobster or a crab.
No,
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Shit sound like bullshit so far.
I mean, you just gotta watch it. Honestly, like, I'm probably not doing it justice. Dana may do a little bit better, but like I said, you definitely should watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
I'm on the opposite end.
I'm always down to call some shit trash.
You don't like it. Oh, you hate it, huh?
If we got an hour and a half, yeah, it's a Netflix movie.
You know,
so,
like, blow a couple and, you know, sit back.
Just sit back and relax. Like, but I mean, yeah, it's entertaining. I didn't hate it. I didn't like it.
My issue with Netflix
movies... Get you some chips and cheese, make your nacho.
The issue be... not that they make bad movies, because Netflix actually makes some fairly decent movies.
I like some of their TV shows.
Yeah, they got good shows on there, good series. And like, that new Narcos is cool. Lit.
Like, Netflix actually, I don't know, this might be on some, like some Weeby shit, but watch Tokyo Midnight Diner.
What's Weeby?
Weeby is, like, super nerd shit.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
So why is Fifth Ward Weeby a rapper? Like he Fifth Ward nerd man?
Probably he probably like anime and shit.
Really?
And Japanese stuff.
Yeah, right. Do you know who Fifth Ward Weeby is?
Nope.
He not no anime and Japanese person.
Hey, you'll be
then he probably then that's probably
nah,
like
you a, right though.
But that's probably like a neighborhood nickname then.
Like I don't know. But I'm certain it ain't the same. You know,
it's not the same.
But nah, I've seen like some of the most violent people I ever knew in my entire life that like put together Gundams. You know what I'm saying?
I used to do that.
It's Star Wars geeks and shit like that.
My name's Gundam. No, but what I'm saying is, it's not that I think they make bad movies. I think that they make really good movies with horrible endings. Bright was a good movie that ended fucking trash.
I liked it. That was all right.
Mm-hmm. How It Ends was a good movie with a horrible fucking ending. Fucking
the one with the aliens and shit and the robots or the clone or was it clones or whatever the hell they were, androids.
What movie
was it called? Extinction, I think.
Extinction, and it was a Netflix movie.
I don't think I watched that.
I didn't see it.
I ain't gonna tell you the switch. Yeah, you gotta watch that shit then.
I'm gonna watch it.
The ending was trash.
No.
Okay.
No, that shit. It's like a big long Black Mirror episode, just about.
Oh shit!
Black Mirror fire though.
Fucking love Black Mirror.
Crazy. You seen that? Yeah,
dog.
I think tonight.
But yeah, I just think they need to work on like that. Making better endings. I've seen a lot of people saying that that Bird Box shit ended trash, I believe because Netflix to me has a history of putting out.
It's like they run out of the budget up until that point.
Yeah, like they max out on the shit.
I think they just want to make a happy end.
I heard a lot of it is because it don't really go into explaining like why the plot. It really just focus on people,
really,
and the situation.
That shit hilarious.
Nigga. Speaking of Joe Budden, do y'all follow Joe Budden Fits on Instagram?
Yes, yeah. I was just looking at that shit like 20 minutes ago.
Bro, that's like
Like, I used to hear him on the podcast talking about Joe Budden's clothes, and I used to be like, he be wilding, but he don't really be wilding. And then the Fitz page drop, and I be on there like, you know what? Yeah. I feel like they don't give him enough shit. Because yeah, dog just be
wild,
shit. He's putting shit on at the closet, just
remember
thumbing
they said,
through grabbing shit. It don't even match sometimes.
Remember they said Cuz came out the house with brunch boots on? He had that, he had like that Carmen San Diego top hat.
Bruh, this nigga, he just grabbed. It's like, okay, this morning, so last night when I got the dog, I didn't like have no cage in it, so I just had her in that box that y'all just saw.
Oh, yeah.
Just had her in that box, so she can climb out the box, so. I didn't realize she was going to be this big. So I was like, this box is going to work. I got this puppy. I put her in the box. Nah, the second I put her in the box, jumped right out that bitch. Actually, she tipped the box over and then jumped out that bitch.
Mm.
So goddamn, I finally got to go to sleep in the box last night. So this morning I woke up because I smelled shit. So I'm like, damn, bitch, that shit in the box. I was just hoping that she didn't shit in the room, but it was just in the box. So goddamn, I forgot the point I was about to make.
Netflix endings.
No, I just say this was past the Netflix.
Shitting in the box. Responsibilities.
I lost it.
You're a dog.
It's like taking care of a baby.
It is like taking care of a baby. That's not the point I was making, but it's very much so like taking care of a baby. Oh, this nigga Joe Budden clothes. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So I jumped up and I got down. I'm like, man, I gotta get this shit out of here because I don't want my room smell like shit. So I grabbed the dog in one arm and then I grabbed the, you know what I'm saying, because I got the little pad in there. I had wrapped the shit up. You know what I'm saying? So I jumped out of there. But I had just grabbed whatever clothes that I seen. Mm-hmm. That's what this nigga Joe Budden dressed like. He dressed like he about to take the dog outside for a walk. He just grabbed some clothes and put them on. Because he be having on long sleeve, short sleeve, vest, coat, fucking Scully with flip-flops and
macrame
jeans. Like, I don't jackets. Be caring when I be like going to certain places. But like I've been seen looking like shit someplace. Like at the gas station, for sure. I got that, y'all seen that meme? I think it's like nobody seen you looking your worst besides the niggas at the gas station.
Them niggas at the gas station be seeing me and all type of shit. I be walking over there in the middle of the night sometimes. I be having on shorts.
When I used to stay off Orchard Lake, I used to walk up to that gas station with all type of conditions. It's like, this is...
Bro, just give me what I came for. Don't ask me no questions. I won't ask you none. Because I ain't going to say, dog... be back there rolling up that weed behind the goddamn counter all the time.
I'm definitely going to the gas station. That's, I went in there to play my daddy number, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And the lady was like, all you do is be smoking, is that shit legal?
Like, bro, this nigga was doing that shit before the vote. This motherfucker. No, you're just going to the gas station. It'll just be loud in there. You go up to the counter, this nigga got a big ass wood just laid out. This nigga rolling out the zip, though. He ain't just got a little bag that he about to put together and run outside. He got plans tonight. Wow. Like, this nigga's getting to it. He got girls behind the counter and shit. Like, he living.
What would you say about somebody that drinks tequila rose?
I probably won't say nothing.
I ain't never mind me.
I think tequila's a horrible drink. I'm going to talk shit just because you're drinking tequila. It's not a whole time to
Never mind.
Tequila make you make horrible decisions. I would say that they make horrible decisions.
We can't talk about tequila no more, D.
We don't got to.
No, I just want to make a joke. Like, you know, that's like... Like, if you saw somebody drinking 1800, you'd be like, ew, you make jokes about it.
Bro, 1800... I remember we used to drink that shit, and I don't know what the fuck was wrong with us. We used to get the big fish tank joints.
Because it got like the shit that... The top pour shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Shit is horrible. Niggas ain't never used to pour the shot right. It's always dripping.
I mean, that's how it go. And niggas just bad. If you see a party, niggas just everybody drinking from the goddamn top.
I mean, it's social. It's fun.
No.
I mean, not if you putting your mouth on
the everybody's drinking
shit.
From the goddamn
yeah,
top.
Yeah, you putting your mouth on top, y'all. Yeah. Y'all, I mean, it's 1800. You already down a dangerous road, so fuck it. Might as well.
How far you can go.
Backseas off a stranger. A whole lot of gang shit. So I finally started watching Avengers a whole year later. Shit's solid. It's legit, you know. I'm gonna finish it one of these days. I'm gonna tell y'all how I feel about the ending.
As soon as we leave, you gotta turn the lights low. You and Tay Keith, you gotta watch the rest of them.
First off, I just want to just put it on there because I don't want the narrative to be
a dog, a puppy.
That DJ Kobe be in the lights low with Tay Keith. That's not how that's not what we doing on this side. But no, yeah, I'm probably not gonna watch tonight because I'm gonna fall asleep again, to be honest. Cause I'll be doing these things and I'm probably gonna do these things when you leave.
That's how you watch movies, man.
Yeah, in the daytime. In the nighttime. In the nighttime, it don't go the same way because I'm going to get to the same part that I got to and I'm going to go to sleep again. And then I'm going to wake up and then I'm going to have to...
Oh, you trying to watch it all the way?
No. Yeah, I want to watch the whole thing. Because I'm pretty sure I was dozing last night and I missed some shit. So I'm watching the whole thing. I'm watching Little Bird Box, porno movie y'all got going on Netflix. It's something else that was on there motherfuckers been talking about this week, too. They just dropped a whole bunch of shit on there.
Ellen, that's what you was talking about.
Hey, that Ellen funny. I know niggas don't really fuck with Ellen like that on the comedy tip, and she ain't done comedy Ellen in like 20 years, but... I don't know, I fuck with Ellen. Like, I would smoke weed with Ellen.
I do that, but I'm going to listen to her tell stand-up jokes.
It's the same. It's the same as the show, honestly.
Yeah. Like, the
general. She's racist?
Everybody's
a little
racist.
I don't know. She racist enough that it's like...
Hey, it was some like, moments in the comedy. I was like,
what she said?
Pushing it.
This is what she do.
What she do?
Pushing it.
Just like, you can see how the way she like...
She was dancing to back that ass up and she was twerking.
And then some stupid
That's
shit.
That's racist?
No, it's not. Listen, well, one, she like white, so like she just racist on the back. Like, so she only can be less racist in her life. And like, she rich white person, so she her less racist is
So never. She ain't really done shit to be racist, you just...
Nah, she has done shit. Okay. One, I think white people do is, like, being some racist shit. Just because it ain't, like, you directly seeing them do it don't mean it ain't affecting your life.
You said all white people.
You talking about people that come from, like, a privilege base.
Anything they do is racist.
Even if they poor.
Yeah, so if they ride racist. To the hood, or if they don't ride, they go to Walmart.
And their resistance is, like, actively.
Well, that's a bit.
So you think that 100% of white people are racist?
Yes.
Involuntarily or voluntarily?
Well, attention doesn't matter.
So is it like...
To be
is
white
it like
in America, a, you have to be, like, you racist.
Is it like you think
you can't
all white
separate
people,
whiteness from, like, racism.
So, like white people born into racism, like, we all supposed to be born into sin?
Born into what?
Sin.
No, he talking about... He talking about people who associate whiteness in America standard.
No, I'm saying, like...
Even globally. It's anti-blackness everywhere, though.
Like it definitely, ain't like, definitely,
not, like,
definitely.
It's not just an American issue. This is, like, it can be, but,
I'm saying, like...
It's all connected.
If he thinks that all white people are racist... Like, you know how in the Bible it says that all people are born into sin, right? So all white people are born into racism? Like, they just born being racist?
They, like, yes.
Okay.
They can say that. Like, I'm gonna argue. Like, white Americans are born into
racism. I know
like,
some that might not be, but, like, I'm gonna borrow from that Chris Rock joke where he said he ain't surprised at shit. I think he said he could be doing an interview with Regis Philbin and hop up and stab him in the chest with a pen. They called him a nigga. He said he knew it. Cracker ass. He knew it. Don't shit surprise him. So
it's just like no white person. Well, I'm not saying none, but like there's not a collective of a force of like white people doing like actively going against the benefits of like white supremacy. Yeah. Like white supremacy is like so based on like everything we do. Like if you don't do anything about it, you like supportive of it because it's like that's how prevalent. Like it's like everywhere, everything, all the time. And like white people usually they just don't care. It's not that they sometimes like I don't believe white people don't know. I don't believe white people like
yeah.
They
I'm
know.
With you on that. I'm
like I don't believe white people don't. I don't white people know what the fuck they doing. They just
so
don't
what
give
are
a fuck.
You
so, like,
personally doing to stop human trafficking?
Me personally, I think maybe the only thing I've been doing is like working with like people who are doing like decriminalizing of sex work. And so a lot of the human trafficking goes into like.
You got an answer for that shit, God.
What? He thought he had you.
Who had you?
About what?
No,
my nigga out here making differences in the world.
He was able to. Because
how you basically saying like white people don't do shit to stop racism is racist.
I mean, everybody has a lane. Yeah. I'm not telling it's not everybody lane out here to be protester.
But
it's
I don't
not
think that
lane
just
be
because you don't do nothing to stop it, you support it. Because there's a lot of shit that I don't stop that I don't support.
No, well, I didn't say it like you specifically because I feel like black people existing is resistance.
No, but I mean like so white like people you, too. Like it's a lot of shit that you don't have to.
But you not doing nothing. Inaction is action. So just because you ain't, just because it's just like the good cop, bad cop. just because the bad cop shoot Bobby and the good cop don't go shoot Bobby. No, fuck that. Bobby don't want to die. Bobby shouldn't be dying in the first place. There's no such, just because he over here said, oh, I'm not shooting black kids or black people, but cops are shooting black folks. You can't have the both narrative. That's the whiteness. It's not both. It's destructive, like violent, and oppressive like, black folks. Like
it's like a logic set I took in philosophy class right now. Go ahead. Yeah.
But that's all. I'm just saying. It's like they're going to be less. So, like, it's lesser than. But Ellen is like, she's like, fuck that. I get money for being, like, less racist, but, like, still racist.
Mm. So, what do Ellen do that's racist, though?
Like, besides her whole platform, I feel like it's, like, anything, like, based off of this white woman. And then, like,
okay, how... outside of her.
How, I feel like, one of the things that really, like, I feel like was a visual image that, like, the last time I actually like, paid attention to her. Is when she did the imitation of Nicki Minaj, when she did the anaconda type thing like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, that like, characters are like black women, it's just never did okay she for have like. Makeup on? I don't know. I can't remember. I don't she think had so. Look, but she had like, booty, she had dressed up like stuff, her in stuff.
Anaconda but, video. But I don't think that was racist. I just think what? The imagery white came women
dressing
wild.
Up. White women dressed up as black women. And like a funny character type way, is it
white,
racist?
Black women do that all the time.
Like in what way? Like what way could that not be?
Hair and blue I think that might be a reach.
But we know why. We know why black women.
I don't know why they do that.
You don't know what white supremacy is.
I know what
they're
gonna say.
You don't
know
what white.
I know that's what people gonna say. Is the you know the
what do you mean? People say that like it's not
European image standards of beauty. But if you don't know that shit don't apply to you. If you a little girl and all you if you see Mary J. Blige, you following after Mary J. Blige. You're not following that. The European standard of beauty.
But we know why Mary J. Blige is doing it.
I don't know why. All I know is she cried a lot.
Well, okay, so we know somebody somewhere along the line is doing some like some European standard base of beauty, right? You can say even if the let's say because you're saying
what
basically
if
you don't
European
know something
standard,
that's beautiful.
What if they actually think that's beautiful?
It all could I, be I'm that, just, but I'm not saying why like them is it or isn't doing that. I'm just saying the things with some of these things is like why these things are happening. You can like feel some type of way, but if you feel that type of way, like know why that type of way is happening in your life. If you just have no control over like you just going with what's like your norm, and you don't know if your norm is like our norm is just like. Even though it could be seen as a struggle, it's also violently oppressing other black and brown folks just because we exist in this place right here. So that's like, we don't know that shit. Like, you don't know growing up just because, like, you in school, you making this money for this thing like this. Everything's working in this, like, this system that's, like, making this money to support niggas going around bombing black kids in another place. And we getting our, like, we can get clean water on top of that. But, like, before that, we in Longfellow just, like, sitting there. Mm-hmm. And then boom, we go to Washington, and it's like, oh, they strike airplanes. And I'm like, what's some shit that makes niggas want to go an airplane into a building? That's some real shit. What did you do to somebody that's going to make them want to slam an airplane into a building?
So you think that shit really happened like that?
I'm just saying, if we're going to go with that, it's like,
okay.
If we're going to go with that right. sentiment.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that. Ellen is funny outside of.
Nah,
I'm just not interested in anything.
I'm not like she's not like really like. I wouldn't put her in my top 10 people like that's funny. I wouldn't recommend
I mean, I would.
Her.
She definitely, she's not in my top 20 people but, see, funny, like, but I don't say she's not
she
funny.
Went, I wouldn't recommend her. I would recommend somebody from like Twitter, one of those people. Like,
she was funny when she scared Puffy. That was hilarious.
I don't know, I just don't find white scared. I don't find white people like innocent. I guess
I think
maybe
she
are like entertaining or something like that. So, I don't find them like innocent or entertaining or like it's like I feel like it's all an act. I feel like it's like, I don't know. They all, they're just like, when Weston's face was like, I'm not doing a Daily Show no more, that wasn't the real me. So, like, he was like, I was acting this type of way on the Daily Show, doing this type of persona.
Oh, it's like, John Stewart.
Yeah, it's just like, they just be like, playing, it's for the money. So, everything's like for the money. So, it makes like.
That's how I feel about Post Malone.
She can't really. Like, she ain't giving no, like, her comedy ain't, I mean, not saying she ain't never been through nothing or got nothing.
No,
funny,
I'm with you.
I
don't like
her really, it ain't hit me. It ain't resonate with
like
me
that.
When
I
see.
Like his music.
Some of the upcoming like the black folks
like
on Twitter.
Like I don't like my hip hop.
I just like I'm Ellen B on. I don't watch it. Like I don't whatever. But
I don't even look at
Post can't. Malone, I never really like. I see a lot of people talking about it, but I'd be on Twitter a lot. People was posting like.
When I saw him, I was like,
I guess I was
country.
When I saw him, I was like, how does Waterford do making hip hop?
I just think Post Malone smells.
Has to.
I don't know.
He just looked like he smelled.
He smelled like
he
looked like
he may not smell at all. He might actually smell fairly decent.
He looked like he smelled
like
he smelled like
wet dog or something.
No, he probably smelled like cat piss and bourbon.
No, you know a wet dog smell like, not like just like.
What you think?
When you got somebody that got a dog in their house, and you walk up in there, and they got that strong dog ass smell.
I mean, not this one.
No, she don't smell. What smell like? Weed.
Smells like what?
It smell like who?
That's the dog's name.
That smell.
It smells like the dog.
Good that's puppy weed.
No, I mean. I think you should watch it. After all of that, I still think it's funny.
Nah, did you watch D.L. Hugo?
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't bad. My thing is, I'm not really a D.L. Hugo comedy fan. I just think his shit is so structured. It's so 1-2. It's so set up punchline.
I see what you're saying. It's just, I like his callbacks. Like he. He extend that shit throughout the whole set, make it real funny.
I don't like that he didn't have socks on.
I didn't care.
Right when he came on, I said, "Dog don't have no socks on."
I didn't care.
And he got this shit in his
hat. No socks.
I'm not with this.
He had Kurt Franklin shoes on.
He had nah.
I think niggas can chill with the silly ass hats, but I also think they can do what they want to do.
They do what they want to do. Yes.
D.L. Hughley
style. That make it no less silly though.
That little shit was funnier than D.L. Hughley shit.
I doubt it.
Hot take.
And if that's a reality, that says a lot, because he's already trash people.
I think D.O. Hughley's interviews is way funnier than...
Why is D.O. Hughley trash?
Yeah. Because his comedy's not good? I don't know much about him.
He probably is anti-black. He probably hates...
D.O. Hughley's racist.
What's wrong with him? Tell me. Give me a hit.
Not D.O. Hughley.
He did a video or what? I forgot what his name was.
We call this episode Ellen is Racist, just so y'all know.
It's true.
I don't think we should do that.
She gonna bring us on a damn TV show.
He did yeah, something. I'm gonna call her what bitch. Was his video? He was taking up. What was he doing?
I ain't held a video game controller or so long.
Yeah, usually said something that was like.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. He was recently. What he called that girl? In that. I should Google. I guess we can Google.
Bianca got him for PlayStation.
He was like doing a video, doing something.
I don't know.
Because once people do like some certain level of problematic stuff, I kind of pull them out of my like it's just it, like,
oh, man.
Out of it. I mean, just like if it crosses a straight line.
And you want to work with us after listening to this podcast? You don't think we problematic at all?
Oh, absolutely. It's more so like. It's that, it doesn't. I got a thing to go about all Black Lives Matter. Yeah. If something goes against all Black Lives Matter, then I don't like fuck with it. So I don't feel like this podcast is against all Black Lives Matter.
Okay. Word.
Do all lives matter?
All Black Lives Matter.
So all lives don't matter?
All Black Lives Matter.
Oh, I'm talking about all
lives. I'm talking about all Black lives.
Okay. I hear what you say.
Those are the lives that I'm talking about that matter. I ain't got no opinion about if it ain't all Black lives.
So what about the other lives?
Are they black?
They cool.
I ain't worried about them.
You call Ellen racist.
How's it racist not to be putting black? My thing is, how's it like, this is like being pro-black. I'm putting black people first.
Nah, I'm talking shit.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm with you, man.
So who do you put second?
Takey.
What you mean? Because for me, my thing is, everything that's good for black folks is good for everybody else. So for my thing is, you got a problem with what's good for black people, then that's not my problem. My thing is trying to get, like, what I feel like would be, like,
Ellen okay. Fuck with niggas?
Racist people fuck with niggas all the time. What does that mean? Like, that means she's not racist, and that she's not profiting off of being racist. And she literally dances as a character as a black woman on her national TV in front of all these, like, fucking...
One time.
How many times have you dressed up as a black woman? I think
it's cool.
I mean, I ain't never dressed up like no white woman.
And the thing about it is, like, it ain't even if you feel like you're offended about it, because it ain't about you.
No, I'm not offended.
That's what I'm saying, though. So it's like, if you don't feel like it's a big deal, that's not that. That's what we're not with
this episode drop.
But yeah.
No, that's wild, though. I never heard that position about Ella.
That's crazy, because I feel like I don't know who you're hanging around. Like, it's like, this is more of a common thing that people, I feel like I know now that, like...
I never heard nobody say nothing bad about Ella.
I don't think I've ever heard nobody say nothing about Ella. I just keep my thoughts to myself. It'd be a lot if you like... I just don't give a shit about Ella. But that's why I'm talking about it, because I know she's trifling. She's racist. It's not my fault she's racist.
You think Hall & Oates racist?
They're white.
Oh, shit.
Watch your next words wisely, brother. Notes, bro. Fucking love. Yes, they white. You better watch your next Ellen words. Out the paint, but we not doing carefully, this brother.
Knows. If they white, they racist. White. Oh, you already answered the question when you said they was white.
Take Keith, see him out.
Yeah. They may be less racist, but they definitely I'm racist. Keith on this one.
Dang, your damn dog name. Hey, y'all, dog name ain't Take Keith.
Yes, dog's name is not Take
Keith. Dog name is Take Keith.
No, it's not.
No, man. That's my name this episode.
When I was at the this is going to be named Take. That's what this name of the episode is called. The dog name is Take Keith.
Yeah,
but I'll put it up first, so it's going to be the dog name is Take Keith for like 3 hours.
For like 3 hours.
And then he changed it to whatever it's going to be.
No, I would never change the name. I just changed the description.
Well, it's going to be the dog name is Take Keith. Hello, everybody.
All right, I'm going to change it this week.
The first time.
Change it this week. Nah, that's fucked up, man.
Do we got picks this week? I do got a pick this week.
I got like 40 picks, but I can't play none of them with room for the guys. So
fair enough.
Reaching that back right there.
He got like he dropped a three album.
Reaching that back.
It's like
40 right
something.
Grab that speaker.
It's like 40 something songs on there. All them bitches hard, man.
Damn, that's a lot of songs.
It is. It's just like I just treat it like a playlist. I just put that shit on and start doing shit around the house.
It's
like
my to-do list.
But I get it though, cause I was when everybody was talking about Chris Brown got 45 songs. I'm not listening to that shit. I was like, I'm gonna listen to it one weekend. I got to like 7.
I still haven't listened to all that shit. I can't even get excited.
I still haven't
listened
to it. Fuck with Chris Brown.
Yeah. He races too.
He races too.
He probably. I mean, ask
him. Yeah.
No, that's not my pick of the week, but that's a really good album. Y'all should listen to it.
Lupe?
Yeah. For some reason, whenever my shit connect, it just start playing my...
Lupe in my top five.
Yeah, Lupe in my top two.
Revenge of the Nerd.
He might. I told you, he's in that...
My shit go... It go Hov and then Lupe. And then we could debate the other three.
Word. I don't got an order. It's just Jay-Z.
Niggas can't rap better than Lupe. Like...
I told you that.
Facts of Life, Lupe, Kill Touch the Sky. Nigga, that was facts. The best introduction ever for a rapper.
And then J. Cole got the second one.
Yeah. Fucking destroyed that song.
Wait. Let me think. What came first? What's My Name? Or what?
Jenny Siegel had that verse on Cisco album.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think y'all cats want Mac to unleash the dragon. Catch me in all black. Underneath your wagon, plastic in the detonator. I could see you, and I see you on a respirator. That nigga came out
going
like crazy.
Barred up.
But, I mean, I may have heard it before, but you may forget what I was thinking about. Oh, what came first? Nothing But a G Thing or Gin and Juice?
I think Nothing But G.
If Nothing But a G Thing came out first, that might be the hardest intro.
Yeah, but he wrote that. He wrote both parts.
He probably wrote Kanye shit. So.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, because Rhyme Fest wrote that.
Oh, God.
Well, whatever. I was a Rhyme Fest too.
That was Consequence era.
Blue Consequence Collar was my favorite albums all bad. Time.
We like College Dropout.
No,
Rhyme
look,
Fest.
I think Consequence really wrote that shit.
Consequence did write
talking
it.
Shit.
Consequence and Rhyme Fest and later on, you know. And
Tony Williams.
Hey, where's Tony Williams? I know he dropped
that
the album.
That nigga is collecting a check. Royalties, good chill. Music executive.
That's dope.
All right, my pick this week comes from AO Chirp. And this joint is called Never Fold.
Look out for the video. You gotta let me do it too.
This is one reason.
See me rolling with my niggas, hype as fuck, we out downtown. Bashing on the pedal, skirting up, you hear that loud sound. See me on the come up, and you know I never calm down. Party jumping, got my neighbors looking through the blinds now. Niggas turning crazy when they see me come around now. We be up and ever turn up on the side now. Blow up on my bitches, all my exes look like clowns now. spread through. You falling for hoes though. All this horsepower, they thought I was playing polo. I don't fuck with clubs, but tonight I gotta go though. They ain't know that I was coming, I walked in solo. Double cup and swishes, sweets has got me moving slow-mo. Never see me in the streets, cause I don't need the promo. I don't need an entourage, I hit the pussy dolo. We can go back to the room, but you can't take no photos. Yeah, and I've been on the road. I've been doing shows out here fucking with these hoes. You can spend the night, but in the morning you gotta go. In the streets you never know. Stay on charge.
Definitely have to answer for that shit.
My Chirpy talking crazy. I don't think I ever posted no Chirpy lyrics either. Yeah, we'd have been done with this project since before my album came out. And I ain't posted no Chirpy lyrics. That'd be crazy. Yeah, that's Never Fold. Ayo Chirp. Who is Ayo Chirp? Available now. All streaming services. I would prefer you listen to it on Tidal, though.
So, are you going to play my pick, too? Since you already got the hookup?
What's your pick?
Since we was talking about hard-ass intros for rappers.
I should have played that Ariana Grande Thank You next.
At least this is where...
That's shit.
I got a funny story about that song. This rapper was intro to me.
Okay.
It's 1-900-HUSTLER.
Okay.
Freeway.
Okay.
Freeway. I got you.
One 900 hustler, Siegel, how at your boy? What's the problem, shorty?
Yeah, what up, man? I'm the only nigga from Brooklyn out here, man. I'm trying to lock the spot.
All right, hold on. Line one. Here's a couple of suggestions of how you could finesse it. You find a dude in town, you send him a short message. Say, hey, I'm new in town, I don't know my way around. But I got some salt white that's sure to come back round. I get that butter all night. Cause most niggas don't know a brick from a bite. They keep buying hard bite. And if you free tomorrow night, we can meet and discuss price. FYI, I never been wrong in my life. Or you find a chick shit, you hold up in a crib and let her introduce you round town like a man. Shake hands, make friends like it's all innocent. Then, before they look up, you selling the town cook up. Or gorilla pimp, come up on that killer shit. Take a nigga brick, smack him, then you sell it back to them.
Still yeah, in that's Brooklyn? Gangsta. I think I'm gonna go with that one.
Make out a check for $800, Jigga man. Holla. 1-900-HUSTLER, Siegel, holla at your boy.
What's up, Siegel? Chris out the Young Guns, dog.
What up?
I'm ready to smash these niggas in the rap game. The niggas taking too long with that advance money and shit.
Yeah.
Talking about chill, on bigger bills.
Yeah, I feel
like you well connected, dog. Me holler at somebody real.
Alright, look, I got the perfect person for you. Hold on. Blake, line two. Listen, shorty, you on the road, just give me the word. I ain't got time for a sentence, all that shit is absurd. You find a strip first. If you don't cook, find a bitch first. If you don't hustle, find a nigga who pitch first. You new in town, no red and blue in town, it's gang. Don't get fresh, let them know you small change. The strong move quiet, the weak start riots. We know you got a brick, but sell them 20s till they tired. With no credit, you know you sick with that gotta eat fetish. And other niggas who getting it, get it. Make them an offer that they can't refuse. He resists boxing me till he can't be moved. Here's the rules, chop it, bag it, stash it, stack it. Get in, get out, that's an OG's classic. 900 hustler, you pass it around. Wanna speak to me direct, hit extension, straight pound, I'm out. 1-900-HUSTLER, Siegel, holler at your dog. What's the deal, follow me, young boy?
Yo, what up, this murder, death, kill, homicide.
Yo, watch your fucking mouth, man.
Fuck you mean watch my mouth, nigga?
I don't know how long you been on the line. Shut the fuck up. Matter of fact, hold on.
I know this thing is just
BDC
was
horrible.
Pick up line five.
First things first, watch what you say out your mouth when you talking on the phone. The hustlers never play the house, stand drought. Keep beating the couch when you sitting in the presence of customers. Never hold out, pull out, throw heat and be out. If a nigga ever think that he touching ya, lay low, get cake, whip all over the state. Stash dough, whip gay, whip right on out of bed. Nigga too close, went right around this place. Yo, you stopping though when we clutching the gas. I know you heard from the foe, this ain't different from that. Make sure you got your 4-4 and he can slip if he like. Young, JonBenet, daughter missing the night. And yo, until you up, stay away from them dice and whores. Three smuts, two straights and a dike. Cause boys want three brothers, two straights and a pipe for sure. If it's tight, then he might come back for more. 9 and 4, every day back and forth. One in the summer, 1-900 hustler. Pass the number to your stacking balls. Tell you how to weigh shit, wet and package more. I take cash or write the check out the FR. 2 E's, that'll be 2 G's. And forget my money, I'm coming for all your keys, nigga. 1-900
hustler, see what at your boy, dog.
Yo, what up, young? You put me on hold earlier, man. What happened?
Yeah, stupid motherfucker. You talking all reckless on the phone?
Fuck that nigga, like, that's a...
Get in that hotline or something.
Dude,
motherfucker.
Goddamn,
my bad, my bad. I know I was talking about this.
Six,
nine, but two chickens. Yeah. Two chickens. Listen,
what?
Get it. It's time to move this shit, man. Put your arm in your way back, nigga.
I would have hung up on his ass, too.
Nigga said, two chickens? Get it? Two chickens, buddy. Get the fuck off my phone, boy. I don't know. I can't help you. I got nothing for you. The two chickens, like, shit. Keep them bitches.
Have them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every 40-some hours, it's going to have an egg. Sell eggs, nigga. I don't know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. That's my, those the picks. Who had the best verse on that song? It wasn't Freeway.
Freeway?
Freeway didn't have the best verse on that song.
Freeway, I'm saying Freeway.
When you talking on the phone, the hustlers.
That was hard.
All right. I think Bleak had the best verse on all the songs he had verse on this one, on that album.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
But except for that song.
Do you disagree with me?
Yeah, you definitely disagree.
No, I don't know. Y'all want to pick? Y'all want to collaborate on a pick?
I'll let the DJ do it.
Don't look like you didn't come up with no good songs for the playlist.
I don't have no good music.
All right, so we're going to say, fuck y'all pick.
No, I'm good.
So y'all,
I listen to Cat scratching on chalkboard.
What? You listen to jazz and shit, right?
All the time.
Kenny G?
Hell no.
What you got against Kenny G?
Why niggas got beef with Kenny G?
That nigga destroyed.
Don't hit me with that white man racism shit.
Nah, he just destroyed jazz, man.
He destroyed shit.
He made that shit mediocre, bro.
He ain't do shit. He got it where he fit.
So
he came in at the right time for him to make money off the shit.
What about Alexander
Johnson? He like Post Malone.
Oh, no.
Kenny G and Post Malone to me.
Niggas is doing smooth jazz.
Kenny G can play 20,
30 years before Kenny G picked up a
jazz. Just like how hip hop was done 20, 30 years before.
So what we saying?
That they both trash.
Appropriation.
Yeah, appropriation.
What about Alexander Johnson?
I don't listen to him either, bro.
He
I just know he bored jazz. No, he just bored me.
I ain't got nothing for Kenny G either, but I ain't got nothing against him.
I don't like him. Like, I just don't like his music. Like, they just boring music. It ain't.
I think you.
It ain't like listening. It ain't like listening to Bitches Brew or like, you know, or listening to like Sunrise, like,
you know,
or like, you know.
If you gonna listen to Lil Jon, not saying that either of these gentlemen are Lil Jon or the other,
Eastside
but
Boys.
You know, you can listen. Yeah, you can listen to Lil Jon and Eastside Boys and also listen to Lupe.
I mean, yeah, but that's...
It's the same rap music, but it's like different pieces. But that's in
the scope of, like, hip-hop. Like, jazz for me is
jazz.
Like,
one's bad.
Like, I got...
So,
like,
you saying that smooth jazz wasn't jazz?
No, I ain't saying
that.
You trying
to say Lil Jon?
No, because Grover Washington...
That's what I'm saying. I think Lil Jon
No, because Grover Washington,
like,
is jazz.
That was the era, that crunk era. Yeah. Like, people throw crunk parties now. And, like,
are you serious?
Like, D.C., they have crunk parties, like, all the time. And be like, Lil
Jon. So, I had an idea for Fabo. A few years ago, Fabo could throw crunk parties, and now they do it all
Fabo
around.
A few years ago, perform, bro. We could pay any custo that you could pay.
But they not Fabo.
They can do just as
but they not Fabo. You gonna be like, we got popcorn.
How many tickets
performing tonight? They gonna be like, fuck popcorn. And he say, we got Fabo. They gonna be like, I'm coming to see Fabo.
Crackhead, who do you know that's coming to the popcorn show?
Yeah. Fabo. Like, come see Dan.
The show that Fabo was at, niggas wasn't there to see Fabo.
Who was there to see?
Niggas was there to see Shawty Low. He just happened to bring them niggas out.
They was friends
for us.
Yeah, all right.
They're not friends with Popcorn or Dan Dan.
Dan Dan. Shout out my nigga Dan Dan.
Don't you shout out Dan. That's not your man.
The nigga hang out at Quick Corner.
Shout out my nigga Dirt Double D.
Exactly.
He probably never gonna hear this. Shout out.
I made that up. I didn't know it was a real person. I hope it ain't a real person, is it?
No, it ain't.
It real. Is now. Dan Dan.
All my niggas real.
Dan Dan 2019.
Nah, but that's the show. Give us the information for the Sweat FM so they can check you out, not only when we on.
Oh, yeah. So Sweat FM, you go to Sweat. Wait. SWEAT .FM. Takes you to a homepage. You can listen live. It's a 24-hour stream. Black Men Don't Cheat premiered January 6th, 10 p.m. And every Sunday at 10 p.m. after that. Then we do Soft and Wet, which is Monday through Friday from like 11 to 8 and 11 p.m. And then we got some other shows that's coming too. So it's going to be the lineup's going to fill out more. And then always like a underground stream of different like random DJs from like Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, that just around people that I know on the stream. So like it's never going to be kind of like anything a little bit too boring, I feel like. Which I think gives a little more character than anything else I've seen.
The 6th is actually my birthday too, so.
Yeah, I think that's what I ended up working at. But it was Sunday too, so it was like, I felt like a Sunday night podcast would be better to kind of like make people more attracted to listen to.
Yeah, 10 on Sunday is cool.
Yeah, I feel like people be chilling
during off season. Niggas ain't doing shit.
Get y'all some cheese sticks or some fried ribs.
Starting from the beginning. I just listened to the first episode all the way through recently.
I don't listen to the episodes after they go up. I do. I play through it to make sure that the audio is correct, and then
It's not a bad episode. It's interesting.
I listen to one of their podcasts. Like, I listen to WTMN or Freshman Birds before I go listen to a Black Men Don't Cheat episode.
I listen to all of them.
Me too.
Like, by the time this goes up, I'm not even going to know what we talked about. I'm going to have to listen to the podcast.
I do that so when we don't do that on WTMN, because I forget a whole lot of shit and I'll be, you know, been in.
Well, yeah, that's because you got another podcast to do after this, so you got
to. I mean, I'm talking about even from there, like, I got to listen to that shit so we won't talk about it again on the next week, because I've been and forgot. Like, oh, yeah, we did talk about whatever. And they just let me keep going to it, like, yeah.
Fucking Quincy.
Yeah, we ain't doing no more.
Kobe Bryant scored 81 points. That was a week ago.
Oh, and I can't promise y'all that we're going to do an episode next week, next year. So we'll be back. I mean, we'll be back soon. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna take too much time off. You know what I'm saying? But you know, fuck with us where you fuck with us.
Listen to your rhymes. That's what I thought.
New Year's Eve is going down. Hit me up online. I get you together with that. It's gonna be one of the ones. That's what y'all can say about it. You know, I can get you with the address and the. It's $10 to get in, just so you know. Because niggas be tight when you tell them it's more than $10. I don't know what they be going through and shit like that. But, you know, $10 is nothing on New Year's. We're basically letting you in for free. So, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up at DJ_Kobe. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat. Make sure you check out that Who Is AO Chirp project. It's on all streaming services. I prefer you listen to it on Tidal. They pay the most. They pay the slowest, though. But you know how niggas is with money. Hit up Dub.
Follow me everywhere, LL Cool Torrance. Follow WTMN Podcast everywhere, same thing. Shout out to my nigga Tay Keith.
Oh, God.
I forget that's the puppy.
Dana, telling your situation.
Yeah, hit me up. Twitter, Instagram, at DunkKid23. And that's DUNKKID23. Also too for 2019. Go and check my website, IPS Visuals. I'm gonna be opening up my booking soon for all portraiture and photography work. So you know, get at me, I got good rates. Pretty good to
camera.
Would
you shoot a porn? I ask all my photographer friends.
I only do stills and boudoir. I would do boudoir before I do porn.
Okay, so what if they just wanted to like fuck, and then you just get still images of them.
Of them fucking?
Yeah.
Pardon my ignorance.
It's fine art.
What's boudoir?
Boudoir is where a woman takes pictures in lingerie. Okay. That's you know,
thought picture. I'm about to be a... How long you gotta do this to be called before you call yourself a photographer?
I mean, it depends on how your inbox game is, because
yeah,
you might go fuck around and get them hoes to pay you. Stay woke.
Seriously,
Cat got a camera too.
Yeah,
Cat with a GoPro.
I was about to say some wild shit.
But yeah,
but I'm a chill.
But yeah, definitely feel free. Like I said, Dunkkid23 on both Instagram and Twitter. And then, yeah, IPSvisuals.com. So, yeah, book's going to be open for 2019.
Tell them about the failure shit.
Oh, another thing.
We did this whole hour.
I made clothes.
Podcast, and you ain't saying nothing about the failure shit. Tell them about the failure shit.
All right, people, I make clothes. I make streetwear, and my brand is called Failures. Feel free to check us out at failmfg.com. And also, to find us on... just Instagram only at failures.us. So, failures.us, check us out. Right now, we got a big sale. Mostly everything going for $10. So, yeah, you can't say you can't afford it. So.
I'll support even though they don't have things for fat people.
Don't.
Wow. Oh, y'all body shaming.
Y'all sizes. Okay. That's sizes.
I'm sizes?
Oh, yes. Sizes over at Failures.
Since y'all ain't doing nothing.
All right, let me clear this up.
The big shirts. Y'all against the big shirts.
Let me clear this up. So when I order the shit, they put a premium on the bigger stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
you know what this
it's really hindering
it's
me.
It's gonna cost so much to fix the black schools, but if we just go to the white schools, they gonna love it. That's what it sound like to but me.
I'm trying to do this. Too, I'm just trying to do this.
It's reverse racism.
2019, we gonna work on this and help out my people so they can stop shopping at K&G. We're going to get this shit going,
What's KNG?
It's for big dudes. Oh, it's like...
I just buy a big shirt for other places.
Yeah. That's kilos and grams.
Where can they find you at, Christian? You gotta get your shit, right?
Yeah, okay. But one more time. You know, it can't hurt. I feel like... you find me at AGDub. It's AGEEDUBB. That's like probably every social media. Like Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram. Even on Reddit.
You like, fuck with Tumblr. See, everybody I know fuck with Tumblr. It's a real nigga.
I mean, literally, that's how I'm with Sweat FM. It's from a relationship from Tumblr.
I used to have one.
So, yeah.
I was on Tumblr for
a lot of shit.
But it's done. I mean, it's over now. Too late. You missed the wave.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, like, the late it being, like, I feel like it's going to be much.
Oh, no. I've been on Tumblr since, like, the very beginning. I just wanted to do a sports blog. And I was on Twitter.
It's so Twitter easy.
Was, you know, kind of, yeah, and I was like, and the dude who contacted me, he said he was like the owner or the inventor or whatever. He's just like, yeah, I'm starting this new like blog type app. And it was called Tumblr, whatever, whatever. And I've been on there since then. So, like, if I'm going to go back to the beginning, I did like a couple like,
stuff?
Mock drafts and shit. No, I wasn't posting like no titties, nothing like that. But,
myself get flagged. Like, my Tumblr stuff can't make it to Facebook sometimes.
What's wrong? Because they wouldn't even... All I did was share memes, and they, like... When you go to share, like, my Facebook thing ain't even on my app no more.
I have mine automatically. Like, it goes from, like... When it posts on Tumblr, it goes to Twitter, and then from Twitter,
it'll go to my Twitter, but it won't go to my Facebook no more. Like, that shit ain't
even an option. I have my Twitter set up to go to Facebook. So, when mine's posted on my Twitter, it posts
to my Facebook. Okay.
So, like, when I post something on one social media, it kind of goes to all of them.
Oh, okay.
It's just too much trying to... I mean, even though I do got to switch for different things, but, like...
Yeah,
I'm thinking if I have to make a post.
Rarely on Twitter now. I'll be on there like if somebody hit me up or something. Yeah,
throw
I'm
my life away. Just about.
It's New Harlem. Twitter.
Twitter is the New Harlem. I'm
telling you.
Break that down. For me.
Twitter is the New Harlem.
In the area that goes to.
I feel like
where shit's happening.
I understand what you're saying. Like, I get the metaphor. Like, but it's like maybe a few years ago. Well, I don't think it is now.
What is now then?
Harlem is the New Harlem. Like, that's it. It's no New Harlem.
Oh, okay. No. Not like every... Harlem is Instagram, if anywhere.
Instagram is where everything is.
Instagram.
Everything moved through Instagram.
Instagram is a big commercial.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Instagram is more popular than Twitter.
But I feel like more shit is moving through it.
But it's like popular means like more people like there. Instagram. So whenever I want to know something real, I go to Twitter. Like,
yeah.
I have, I have more interactions on Twitter because Twitter is actually me posting something. When more of like Instagram, I feel like it's more image based. Even though you can have a conversation about the image, I feel like but it's more text based.
You sure can.
So you're like interacting as if you're already on that level.
I still fuck with the Snap.
Hey, yeah, Snapchat.
I ain't know people still use Snapchat.
My New Year's resolution.
People still use Snapchat.
I'm surprised. They, they almost bankrupt. They going down.
Hey, Snapchat. Listen, they finances don't got nothing to do with my interaction.
But that means they're not making their money.
That's no, all they got to do is just keep doing what they doing.
Nah,
but, that's why I use Google Wave.
I don't even know what that is.
Is that the new one? I think
that shit. Nah, that's real old.
Google got something to make a, you can video chat from iPhone and Android.
Oh, Duo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's some shit only an Android need.
Like me.
Yeah, I had an Android for 4 months.
That's me, guys. Really, I don't use Android.
I don't know how you make it.
Hey, Skype used to be called back in the day.
Like, I do hacker shit.
Skype, I'm telling you, I tried for 4 months.
Hey. Skype is Skype.
It was rough.
Skype was definitely fucking Skype.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about Skype.
Yeah, it's still
here.
Yeah, all the other shit was a little weird. Like, it was one where it was, like, just all GIFs. I forget what the fuck that shit was called.
You say GIF.
I had to think of, like, GIFs.
It could be
GIFs or GIFs.
This a dude I don't know. He say Japes.
You know what? At least I don't say Mimes.
He's a white man.
He's a white man.
At least I don't say Mimes.
A Mimi's dog. My auntie said that at Christmas this year. I was like, "Yo, you gotta get out your mama house, dog."
You gotta get out your mama house.
Like, I like a Mimi for real. I'm like, you should know what a meme is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, everybody didn't go to college, and I was like,
"What?"
Right. I'm like, okay.
That's what we gonna call the episode. Everybody ain't go to college.
Yeah, I was like,
no, what was the first? Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen is racist. I like that one better. But first, it's gonna be the dog name is Tay Keith.
Tay Keith, not even fucking shit up.
You should. Why don't you just do the title to be like what Tay Keith say on it before the beat drop, and then say Ellen is racist.
Huh?
Ellen is racist.
Like Ellen is racist. Like that.
No. Like you at the beginning, like a block boy song. All
right, you bet.
Commercial.
Let me know when they gotta do it.
I already told them. I've been told them. I can tell you. I had started.
You did tell me.
I put it in the group because I do a lot of communication on Twitter, so I could put it in a little group chat.
Well, I don't. All right, we'll say this for after.
Word.
What's the idea? But yeah.
All right, guys. Fuck with us next year.
Thank you.